Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, you can get healthy, you can do all these great things, and you can read books and look at websites, but when you get information and advice from an Olympic gold medalist, you know that you're getting advice from somebody who has been there and done that. My guest is Shannon Miller. She remains the most decorated gymnast in American history. She's also a very sweet lady that's gone through a lot and now wants to come on and tell you what she's doing now to help us get healthy and be women and be strong. So Shannon, tell us, what are you up to these days?
Well, a lot. You know, it's been crazy since retiring from the games. These days, I am a mom. I am an advocate for healthy living, and I'm really focused on my company, Shannon Miller Lifestyle. And we're very focused. Our mission is to help women make their health a priority. And I really felt that was important, not just from the lessons that I learned training for the Olympic Games, but really during that time when I retired from the Olympics and I wasn't as healthy. I was eating 6 meals a day, but they weren't necessarily healthy meals. A lot of carbs, not very much protein, and not working out. I had never worked out as a normal person. I had always been in a gymnastics gym.
Really?
And when I lost that. So when you think about, you know, going in and doing, you know, cartwheels and backflips and all of that training for 7 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then you go to absolutely nothing, the weight kind of comes on.
And you can eat anything you want, right? When you were training as a gymnast.
Oh, yes.
It didn't matter. You were young and tiny, and you could eat anything you wanted.
That's right. Six full meals a day is what I was eating when I was training. And you really had to, you know, you hear about how many calories Michael Phelps eats. Well, it's not quite as many for a gymnast, but you still have to keep those calories up.
You do, and especially when you're working that hard. And so then after the Olympics and you retired from gymnastics, and then the weight comes on. And then certainly you get pregnant, you know, you get married, all these things. And
yep.
It's easy to pack
life
on the...
Life
happens. So what did you do?
Well, I was making my way through school. I graduated in marketing and entrepreneurship. I knew I wanted to start a company. I went to law school. And then I decided I needed to focus on, okay, well, what was this company going to be? And it really just fell into place. All my passions aligned with health and fitness, really advocating for women and their health, because I think a lot of women feel selfish when they take time to go to the gym or take time to eat right. You feel selfish because you should be taking the kids or doing this or cleaning that. And what I want to remind women is that you don't have to feel selfish, because it's a very selfless act to take care of your own health, because if we don't take care of our health, we can't be there for everyone else.
Love that. You know, I don't actually feel selfish. My kids tell me, Mom, you're a monster. Go on your treadmill. You know, and they know that I'm going to come off feeling better, in a better mood. Okay, I'm ready to cook dinner now or whatever, because we do have to take care of ourselves. So tell us a little bit. You've got books. You've got ShannonMillerLifestyle.com. It's a great website. And you've got books, abs to go, yoga to go, stretching to go. So these books, are you using from your own experience of what feels good to you? Are you working with trainers and other people on these books? How'd they come about?
A little bit of both. And actually, the series of fitness books that you talked about, the abs and the yoga, the stretching, those were the very first that I did before even starting the company. I just thought, I really want something I can throw in my gym bag or have with me at all times, because I'm one of those. I get to the gym and I can't remember any of those exercises I saw that were really cool that I wanted to try. And so I do the same sit-ups or crunches that I always did. So I wanted something that was easy. So I called them my to-go series, and I love these. It's just, here are yoga moves that you can flip through. There's routines in the back. So if you just want to say, okay, I want to get up for 10 minutes in the morning and do yoga, okay, here's your routine. and it's all laid out. And same with abs and same with stretching. And that's what I try to tell people is, you know, remember, you don't have to take a full hour, 2 hours to work out each day. You know, try to get 30 minutes in a day. And it doesn't even have to be 30 minutes all at one time. But studies have shown that if you do 10 minutes at each time, break it up, that's going to be just as good as doing 30 minutes at once, and it might even be better because you're kind of spreading it out through the day. So I say use the perfect 10 exercise fitness program, and that's 10 in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, go for a walk with your coworkers instead of just sit down, go for a walk first or second, and then 10 minutes in the evening. Bring your family into it. Go out for a walk in the evening or do an exercise video for 10, 15 minutes or something, and you're going to get that 30, 45 minutes in each day without realizing you had to take a whole block of time for that.
That is so clever that you called it a perfect 10. That's really, really great. I love that. And so people can do it broken up into these 10-minute increments and still get the same effect. Now, Shannon, what about eating? How do you combine what you do in these books and on your website and your WalkFit program? How do you combine all of that with eating healthy? Are you a super healthy eater? What do you do?
I think health is made up of components, and certainly fitness is a big component, and what we eat, our nutrition, is a big component. Now, I'm not a terribly strict person. I don't have a ton of willpower when it comes to food. I like food. I grew up loving food, and I like sweets, so I have that battle, just as many other women do. But what I think is, you know, everything in moderation. If you need a little bit of chocolate, have a little bit of chocolate. Just don't eat the whole chocolate cake. So I maintain portion sizes, and I think that is really the biggest bang for your buck. If you want to lose weight, start feeling better without giving up all of your favorite foods, you can really start and see big results if you just watch your portion sizes. You know, restaurants serve us 4 to 5 servings in one meal. So when you sit down and you order dinner, that's actually 4 to 5 servings. So get half of that. Get them that to bag that to go right away, or split it with a friend or your husband. And that's going to help you both out. It's going to help your wallet as well. You're not going to be paying as much. I think it's funny. My son is a little over 2.5 now. We can actually go into a restaurant, split a children's meal, and have leftovers. I mean, the portion sizes are that big. So I think that's one thing to remember.
Well, I love that you say that, because my family is there's 4 of us, and we can go in and get one entree. And usually maybe a salad or one appetizer or something, and we split between the 4 of us and sometimes have plenty to take home, because that's how big the portions are. And now, working with your son, are you feeding him, because it is Childhood Obesity Awareness Month coming up, are you feeding him really good, healthy vegetables, avocados, getting him to eat all these things?
We try to, and we're very fortunate. He is a great eater. He's a lot less picky than I am, so I try really hard to make sure that he gets to try a lot of different types of food and healthy foods. And it's not that he never has sweets. He does, but we try to make sure that that's a treat and that's a special thing. It's not just an everyday or every meal occurrence. And he loves good food. I mean, he loves berries, and we just flew home from seeing Grandma and Grandpa yesterday, and I took a bag of grapes and cherry tomatoes with me, and that's what he ate on the plane instead of eating cookies or M&Ms, and he was perfectly fine with that. He loves it. So offering your children that opportunity to eat good foods, and it doesn't have to be more expensive, and it doesn't have to be that much more time-consuming. You do it all at once on one day and get your meals set for the week.
It absolutely doesn't. And that is great advice from somebody that we all admire so much, and everything you've done. Tell people, Shannon, where they can find out more information about you and Shannon Miller Lifestyle.
All of our information is on shannonmillerlifestyle.com, so you can check it out there.
shannonmillerlifestyle.com. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.